I think we tried to look at a lot of things. That's why there are 40 artists in the show. And also the book that comes out with the show has another 10 or 12 artists contributing their work into the book because there was so much to see. I know that we wanted specifically to look at some conflicts that don't fall within the traditional definitions of war. I mean, when you say war today in 2007, there are a couple of things people typically think of. They think war on terror. That's the first thing. Then they think Middle East, Israel, Palestine. Then they think Africa and battles there between countries. Let's say Ethiopian troops going into Somalia. Then they think civil war, etc. These are all very conventional warfare in some way. Well, not the war on terror, but the other ones are, you know, where there are armies involved, there are soldiers, there are borders, there are treaties, etc. But we were also interested in looking at warfare in all levels of life. So one of the examples is we were interested in looking at the violence of everyday life, especially violence between individuals that happens more and more that reflects that. I know that I was particularly interested in pop culture, things like films, music videos, songs, comic books, and how violence is sort of bleeding into all of it. One thing we did not show in the show at Papese, but that was in my head, is horror films, for example, is something that really interests me. And if you look at horror films today, they're very different from the horror films that came out in the 70s. And one of the things is that this idea of conflict has really gone into these films. So a film like Saw, which is a very popular trilogy of very successful horror films, or Hostel, are basically about torture. It's basically about the images of torture that people have seen in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, etc., but in a horror film context. And it's normalizing those sorts of things so that it becomes entertainment. And obviously, it's also numbing people to that level of violence. And we were really interested in looking at that as well, as to how culture is really starting to change people's attitudes towards all of it. There's something, for example, if you look at past history, if you look at the Iranian embassy takeover, the takeover of the American embassy by the Iranians during the revolution in 79, that's not something that people think of as war, right? They think of it as an unusual event because it's not the traditional definition. They're not armies. But in some ways, for a country without the power to battle the U.S., taking over the embassy was a way to declare war. It's sort of like a soft war thing. And then even if you look at the way the embassy was taken over, there was a power struggle going on inside Iran about that. So all of those things, I think, we were looking at in our definitions. Of course, in the show, there are also some traditional, you know, the Middle East is, of course, there. And that's always something that people think of. The war on terror is in the show. But there are some other smaller things. Another thing that I was interested in looking at is the way that attitudes toward the military are changing in developing countries. You know, there was a time when if a country has a military coup and the army takes over the civilian government, it's of course seen as a bad thing. And the world says, terrible idea, no military coup, we need democracy. But even that idea is under attack. And, you know, we have the work from Thailand about the Thai military coup. And one of the things that I've seen, I know just traveling and working in Asia, is that even the idea of democracy isn't as attractive anymore. And I was at this conference where there was a big delegation from Singapore. And they were arguing with us because they were saying, well, democracy is not so important. We have sacrificed some democracy for stability. And look at your countries with all your democracy but no stability. And I think that idea is starting to infect a lot of other countries so that now the military coming in to control the situation and control democracy is an attractive idea in developing countries. And that's a different kind of warfare. You know, that's the army being used to control its own citizens. And that was another thing that we were interested in looking at. So a lot of different ideas were explored in the show.